101.7 Kiss FM.
Miss TPA and the Birkins are crop. Strip up down to his socks. Pulling up rock star, kicking on stock. I'm one of one, these this not. Creme de la creme, I'm the cream of the crop. I'm from the city, spudget with a G. The do you mean? The do you mean? I just want the block. And I've been to the hills, I lived overseas. My brand crossed in numbers, you'll never believe. It's a billy on the streams. Hop in the booth, I advance on the beat. This a rap like lettuce and cheese. Why would I put that stands over me? I do what you do with my hands on my knees. Too easy. I'm in the club with a G shot. Fendi baguette in his peacock. I think I'm at your league boss. Top dog cashing out Dutch stock. Pull it to the PJ Lang on the dot. Now I got a timeshare wristwatch. I've been that girl since hopscotch. I'm too legit.
Ever since I was a kid, I've been legit. If I was you, I would. Exotic all over my body. Shit is
what
I'm rolling, I don't mind it.
Ever since I was a chick, knew I was a shawty keep on to come round, she wanna get hit.
She thinks she gon' make me, can I get her by my side? Double up, bust on her watch, she know that I'm timeless.
I put my son in some red, I pull that gun off the hip. Pockets on 22 clip. I'll break her heart, come I go so. Put on a shirt, get put on a blick. Feel like a stain, get fatty to lick. I had to tell her that early since I was a dick, no else. She singing my songs, she wanna dial it. Tryna get hit, house like a bait. Deposit that check, smile on my face. Ain't finish, come and get checked. Ice on my neck, got roll on wrist. She in the sky, hell of a cat. Push out the church, falling in pets.
Yeah, I'm spinning in Paris. That's for these. Just for fun, it's so they pop. I'm just finna hit. I'm finna hit. I'm rustin' it all on my viewers.
I feel like the rock.
Ever since I was a kid, I've been legit. Hey. If I was you, I would go. So tatted all over my body. Oh. Shit is what I'm pulling, I don't mind it. Ever since I was a G, I've been legit.
Every single morning.
Best morning show.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
iHeartRadio.
Guaranteed human.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I check your pain right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same fight.
a book, make me a headline. Boots, that's my ego boots. Schedule ain't been loose for a minute. Yeah, I'm that girl like Bennett. Made a Swedish girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Are all boys I hear the same?
Seacrest with you. Sissany and Tanya got the back room here. Michaela back there working the phones. She's live on Hinge. I got to hear soon. I got to hear some more of the actual real life pickup lines that guys are using on Hinge to date Michaela. And I have a theory, Michaela. I don't know that you're totally open to meeting somebody because we're in the same situation on this hamster wheel.
Okay, well, I'm excited to hear why you think that.
Ooh.
Because, well, yeah, I mean, has anybody chipped away? Like, has anybody really gotten a chance?
No. I think I'm going to meet someone out in the wild or through a friend.
The wild stinks. I know the wild.
Do you know what
I put on my wild boots all the time, and it's not great. Yes, Tanya?
Do you know what could help Michaela break through this pattern, this toxic pattern of hers?
What?
No, not the book.
What is it?
Calling in the One.
Calling in the One. It's
it
a workbook.
It made me recognize my toxic dating habits, and I changed them.
Well, speaking of toxic dating habits, have you heard of this new dating thing? A lot of people are talking about ghost lighting.
Right.
All right? It's a compound dating word. It's basically ghosting and gaslighting together. It's the hybrid of that. It's not good treatment at all, right?
It really is not.
So you're dating somebody, and then what happens? What are they doing to combine these two, the ghosting and the gaslighting system?
So they disappear. So no text, no explanation, just like anybody would if you were ghosted. But then they randomly pop back up.
Yes.
Later, acting like nothing ever happened, nothing
Guilty.
Was wrong.
Guilty.
And if you bring it up, they somehow make it seem like you're overreacting and imagining things. So
not guilty of that.
Right, but it's like very toxic when you think about this actually happening out in the real world or the
here's
wild.
The thing. I think I have been guilty of, like, you know, I don't know, whatever happened. We didn't talk for a while. They went their way. I went my way. And then all of a sudden, somebody's lonely and you come back in and you act like you pick up where you left off and don't talk about that time where you weren't really talking to each other. And sometimes that will work. But then when they spin it even further, right, to make you think, what are you talking about? What? There wasn't a thing.
Yeah, you start questioning yourself like, wait, did I do something wrong? Is this the reason why we stopped talking? Like, it's a total mind trip.
So if it sounds like something you're dealing with, it's real. It is ghost lighting. And that is not good. And Michaela, that's what's out in the wild, these ghost lighters.
This actually happened to me once.
What happened exactly?
So I was seeing this guy for a little bit, and then I moved to L.A.
Yeah.
He also moved to L.A.
Great.
But he stopped talking to me when I moved to L.A., and I was like, okay, but you're moving out here, so whatever. And then he ghosted me and then reached out to me.
That's because he was trying to see what was out here going on and realized it's not so
easy.
It's exactly what happened. He wanted to play the field, and then he realized the field, not so great for him. So he went back to what he had on the monkey branch or tree branch or whatever that thing is.
Yep.
So what's the point?
What's the point?
I don't want to say the word, but because, you know, I don't know, all ages are listening, but you know what's out there in the wild.
Until you find the one.
Oh, until you find the one. I mean, look, it's been a long time. Now, let's come back here, 102.7, Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Every morning.
102.7.
Kiss FM.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Hey there, this is Josh from Stuff You Should Know with a message that could change your life. The Stuff You Should Know Think Spring podcast playlist is available now. Whether spring has sprung in your neck of the woods yet or not, the Stuff You Should Know Think Spring playlist will make you want to get your overalls on, get outside, and get your hands in the dirt. So open your free iHeartRadio app, search Stuff You Should Know, and listen now.
Now then lets me go. He loves me now, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. Soon as you leave me, we always lose connection. It's getting messy, I feel the your affection. Don't loosen your grip, got a hold on me. Now forever, let's get back together. No, I'm taking so far away. I'm praying that we don't break. I want you to take me up and down and around and around again. And no, then lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. He loves me not, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. You gotta say that you're sorry at the end of the night. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. At the end of the story, you're holding me tight. I don't need to worry.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
They're entertaining. I like it. I listen to it a lot.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Comes. bitch, you get so high.
Kiss FM, Ryan Seacrest, Sissany Tanya. We've got our back room full speed. You know, I just want to tell you, do you know that there's something that there's, you know, I like to read body language. I think that's something that I try to do. I can sense a person's mood based on body language pretty well, right? I try to do that. I think it's an important thing to be able to read. You want to have a sense of someone's mood based on body language. There's something called digital body language.
Tell me more.
You should know about this, Michaela. It is when you text, it includes things like how fast you reply, how long your messages are, how many emojis and which one you use. This is digital body language. People pay attention to the details, and we do. Like, I think to myself, if there's somebody that I text and they initially don't text me back for a while, do they text me back not for a while, the same not for a while every time, so I can tell it's calculated?
Wow.
Like, it's always 1 hour. And then you get to know them, and then they text you back immediately, so you know they were waiting before because they were on their phone, but that was their pattern at the beginning. It's digital body language. And so I'm not good at reading the digital body language, and I'm really not good. I think of you guys sometimes when I want to send an emoji. I don't know which one. I go upside down smiling.
I don't think you've ever sent me an emoji. Not ever once. No, in the existence of our friendship.
I'm not playful with you guys. So I'm playful with my personal relationships. Playful. So I upside down smile everything.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, McKay, do you ever upside down smile on stuff?
I do. I do use the upside down smile.
Do dudes do that?
I don't think so.
Shocker.
All right, I got my lane. I got a unique lane of the upside down a smiley face.
There
emoji.
You go.
Dudes are not, they haven't caught on to that one yet. I feel like it goes with everything. What does it mean, Tanya? You should know. You know the key of emojis.
It means sarcastic, silly, passive aggressive. So that's
oh, you don't want to be passive aggressive.
No, it does.
It does.
All right. Well, I don't understand.
I think it's more important that you spell correctly on your texts. Let's start there.
No, never going to happen. It's not me. It's the autocorrect. It changes everything.
Sure.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried, nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why here they don't deserve you. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were right there. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago. But I don't wanna let anybody know, 'cause everybody wants something from me now. I got everything I wanted.
the day with Ryan Seacrest.
I am his biggest fan. You have no idea.
On 102.7
Kiss FM.
Still
Kiss 102.7. Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest, Sissany Tanya, the back room here. Thanks for plugging in the car on the free iHeartRadio app. So Hannah is on the phone here. Hannah, you're applying to a new job, right? And to do it, to go on your interviews, you've got to take off time from your current job. Is that right?
That is correct. So, yeah, I have a job, but I'm just seeing what's out there. And it's starting to get a little awkward. At first, it was like a phone interview here and there, but now it's becoming second and third interviews. And I'm like running out of plausible doctor's appointments to like step out, move meetings, take time off.
It's now, why is it that you want to leave your job and find another one?
Well, I do just want to see what's out there, see if maybe I could get like a little bit of a pay bump. Like, I don't even know if I'm leaving yet. You know, I'm just kind of weighing my options at this point.
Do you not like what you do?
It's not that I dislike it. It's like it's a good job. I like my coworkers. My boss is solid. I just like, could there be something better? I don't want to miss out on any opportunity. Mm-hmm. To make
so
have
can
a
we help
pay bump
you?
Or a title bump. Well, I don't know what
you?
The right move is. Do I just like keep trying to juggle it and like hope nobody notices? Nobody said anything to me, or do I say something proactively to my boss?
Oof,
well,
yikes.
I mean,
no.
I think you got to be, it's like you got to be honest, but not so much in a situation like this, because I feel like the other jobs you're interviewing for should understand that they've got to do the interview around your work schedule. Actually, if I were hiring, I would think that's a good character trait, because you are committed to your hours of work and you don't want to be distracted or give an excuse.
Smart.
So, hey, I've got to work and I want to have this interview. Please work with me on that. That to me would be a good trait in hiring somebody.
I think so too.
Maybe play into the fact that it's complicated for you and it's hard to make the interview happen during the course of whatever hours it is.
I like that.
Yeah,
and that's like, I did not look at it from that angle. I've been thinking about how to make it work with my current job, but that's a really good point.
And I will say no more, and I will get out of the room.
Yeah, honestly, that was solid advice.
And we both agree with him, which never happens, so I would just take it and run.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, that's a trait. That's commitment. Consistency, commitment. That's what you want in everything. The two C's. What's the third?
Communication.
Mm. The three C's of everything. Consistency, commitment, communication.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. If you can get that done. Lock it down.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Without her trying, she's so beautiful.
tell her every day. Oh, you know, you know, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say when I see you.
Station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
And that's when I told you.
Ryan Seacrest starts your day.
It's like being with family in the morning. There are people you've been listening to for years.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 KISS FM.
I could be the twist, the one to make it stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top.